From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and angry Canadians. I'm Allison Stewart.
I didn't think Canadians got angry, and I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, April 16th.
Oh, they can get mad about not getting their coffee and not getting it for free. That's coming up in the show, a detailed explanation.
Interesting. Also coming up on the show, you had a nice chat and got to observe a performance from this young man.
Yeah. Everybody, do you remember this song? It was everywhere about 5-6 years ago.
The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. Assist the comedy. Is that a serious?
And the thing is, you never really know the words. You said, and then the That's what I told my husband who was on the show today. It's Jason Mraz, of course. That was a platinum record for him. Came out of nowhere. Nobody really expected it from this guy. Then he had another follow-up record, which had a big hit. And then he just disappeared for a while. Just got off the grid. Decided he wanted to sort of reclaim his life. Did a little bit of writing. And he's got a new record coming out next month. But it's interesting. He's releasing little EPs, 4 songs at a time, the demos and the acoustic versions of all the songs that'll be on the big fat album next
little
month.
Tease, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, one came out yesterday, so he swung by the studios to explain the whole thing to us. So we'll have that interview and some live performance coming up.
Also, visiting dignitaries are out and about in the United States this week. Of course, the Pope, he's here. First visit as the papal official of the Catholic Church. Also, the Prime Minister of the UK, Gordon Brown, has paid a visit to America. We're going to get a preview of his visit to Wall Street and the White House.
And, of course, a somber anniversary today of the deadliest shooting in America. 32 people were killed by a gunman at Virginia Tech's Blacksburg's campus. Now, amid the confusion that day, the student radio station became a focal point for students looking for answers and, in some cases, comfort. Rachel will speak with one of the students who was reporting that day.
All that, and we'll get the day's headlines in just a minute, but first. That's the sound of Catholic school children greeting the Pope Benedict XVI as he stepped off his plane yesterday at Andrews Air Force Base on his first visit to the U.S. as Pope.
Today, the Pope kicks off a full 5 days of events with a welcoming ceremony at the White House, where he'll speak on the South Lawn and then meet privately with President Bush. Now, he's only the second Pope in history to visit the White House, and we're wagering the visit may also involve some well wishes, because today is the Pontiff's 81st birthday. He was born Joseph Ratzinger on April 16th, 1927, in Bavaria, to parents named Joseph and Mary. True.
For real? Before the celebrations, meetings, and discussion, Pope Benedict took care of some difficult business before stepping off the plane. He addressed the clergy's sexual abuse scandals of recent years. On the flight over, he told reporters on the plane that to him, it's almost beyond comprehension.
It's difficult for me to understand how it was possible that priests betrayed in this way their mission to give healing, to give love of the God to these children.
And in the end, the Pope said the entire incident is shameful.
We are deeply ashamed, and we will do all the possible that this cannot happen in future.
But those remarks were not enough to satisfy some American Catholics. Barbara Blaine, president of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says she's concerned that some children are still at risk, and she says she has a message for the Pontiff.
If we did have the chance to speak to the Holy Father, what we would want to tell him is that we are looking for action, not words.
Now, the Pope will be here through Sunday night with masses scheduled for 2 baseball stadiums and visits with other religious leaders, including a rabbi who survived the Holocaust. And we want to arm you with some talking points in case conversation at your office or pub turns to the papal visit.
All right. For the record, he is to be referred to as Pope Benedict XVI, Benedict, the Pope, or the Pontiff. That's it. His office is referred to as the papacy or the pontificate. That means if you express opinions or judgments about the Pope's office in a dogmatic way, you are pontificating about the pontificate.
In 2007, Pope Benedict joined Jay-Z, David,
what?
Yeah, David Beckham, and Barack Obama on Esquire's list of best-dressed men in the world. The magazine also named him Accessorizer of the Year, which should really come as no surprise since he brought back what's called the mantum. That's that long cape that had been kind of eschewed by recent popes.
Of course, there's also the shorter cape that reaches just to the elbows. It's called the Bozzetta. The Pope has three versions: red satin for summer, red velvet for winter, and white for Easter time.
Vatican Radio gave the pontiff an iPod Nano in 2006 for the station's 75th birthday.
You know, we could go on with this Pope trivia for a long time, but instead we'll post a whole bunch of fun facts on our blog. Go to npr.org/Bryant Park. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.